Years passed, and thick manila envelopes accumulated in the closets. When friends asked what she was writing, she would laugh. The great American novel, of course. She never showed it to anyone but John. "It's no good," she used to snort, "but I've got to do something with my time." For 9 years, the envelopes piled up. Once, when two of them were serving to prop up her back as she lay on the couch, a friend asked, "Why don't you use a pillow and show someone your manuscript?" She only smiled and said, "This suits me fine." Then, in 1935, Harold S. Latham, a vice president of the Macmillan Publishing Company, came to Atlanta looking for new authors. Several of Margaret's friends, including Lois Cole of Macmillan, who knew that she had been working on a book for years, suggested that Latham get in touch with her. Twice she refused to let him see her manuscript. Then one evening she called at his hotel. "I'm down in the lobby," she told him. "If you want my manuscript, come and get it quick before I change my mind." He found the tiny figure sitting all but hidden between two mountains of dirty folders. He was leaving for San Francisco, so he crammed the huge manuscript into a suitcase. No sooner had he departed than Margaret fired a frantic wire after him. "I've changed my mind. Send it back." Instead, Latham read it with growing enthusiasm. The manuscript was a mess. The title was "Tomorrow is Another Day," and the heroine's name was Pansy, not Scarlet. But its merit was unmistakable. One day, Margaret got a check from the publisher. $500, she squealed. "Let me lie down." John took a closer look at the check. "Move over," he said. "It's $5,000." The success of her book was instant and overwhelming. 3 weeks after its publication, 176,000 copies were in print. Within 6 months, 1 million copies had been sold. From it, David O. Selznick made history's most profitable motion picture, one that is still being shown.